Right, got a Bible reading here this morning that asked us to share, and it comes from 1 Kings chapter 19. And I wondered, is there any children that we've got that are able to read? You guys read? Let's say a few words out of the Bible reading. Don't have to, but it'd be quite good. You can help me. I've got just a few words for you today. Now, would you like to be the angel here? All right. Now, I've got, this is from, those who want to look it up, it's from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. And so, see these highlighted ones here? Can you read those out when I get to them? Right. And I'll do the rest. So we haven't got perhaps quite enough people to do all the things, because it's a story about Elijah. And Elijah's actually just dealt to all the false prophets, I think. I haven't read the background to it, but this is what I remember. And he's showing them up that their gods are false gods, and there's really only one true God, because and then he hears from in a roundabout way that King Ahab's wife Jezebel, she was really mad about this, and she has something to say to about Elijah that makes him really afraid. So I'll begin. Chapter 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 1. Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done, and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a message to Elijah to say, this is Jezebel says, "May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them." Now Elijah was afraid, and he ran for his life. And when he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there. While he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, he came to a broom bush, sat under it, and prayed that he might die. "I've had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said,
"Get up and eat."
He looked around, and there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank, and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said,
"Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you."
So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he travelled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and spent the night. The Lord appears to Elijah, and the word of the Lord came to him.
"What are you doing here, Elijah?"
He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." Thank you very much, Cynthia. It's good to have some help to read the Bible. And so, I think we've all been afraid at times, haven't we? Whether it's reasonable that we're afraid or not, but the Bible relates to all our situations that we find ourselves in life, doesn't it? And it's good to read the Bible from that, so we can identify with it and know that it identifies with us. God identifies with us. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word this morning.